On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. And here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
All right, everybody out there. It's time for another episode of Track by Track, where we take two similar albums, either from the same artist or different artists, and just compare them track by track to see which one is better. And if we agree on a song, that album gets a vote. If we disagree, neither album gets a vote. So it's actually been surprising what we thought was our favorite album. Turns out, maybe it's not.
Maybe not.
Yeah, it's all in the track listing. And so, you know, one track may be better than the other, but it's the best song on the album versus the worst song on the album. So,
and the greatest number one song ever, Invaders by Iron Maiden.
Yeah, we learned about that in a previous episode.
Yeah, that'll be coming up soon, kids.
All right.
It's probably, actually, that'll happen before we put this one out, so.
Okay, good. Okay, so for this episode, I have two Def Leppard albums. I'm picking 1981's High and Dry versus 1983's Pyromania.
Wow, good
and
ones.
This is the first time Mark's hearing about it, so he hasn't had time to think about it. So it's pretty much just off the top of your head, what song do you like better?
God, they're both so good.
Oh man, I was going through it thinking, oh my God, how am I gonna pick this? But all right, are you ready?
I'm ready, and also kind of depends on the day too. Some days you like this song better today, but maybe tomorrow it'll be different. But who knows? But I'm ready.
Okay, so we got High and Dry versus Pyromania. First song, Let It Go versus Rock Rock Till You Drop.
Oh, good one. Let It Go for me.
Yep, I'm on that one as well.
Yeah.
I mean, they're both great songs, but geez.
Yeah, Rock Rock Till You Drop doesn't suck at all.
You're right. Yeah, that's the problem with this game is that, well, it's not really a problem, but that's kind of the crux of this game is you could have two awesome songs, so which do you go with? You got to pick one.
Yep, and we did, damn it.
All right, song number two, Another Hit and Run versus Photograph.
I'm sick of Photograph. I got to go with Another Hit and Run.
Oh, man. I'm going to say Another Hit and Run, too, just because, you know, you hear that first riff and you're like, oh, yeah, that's cool.
Yep. But
the beginning riff of Photograph, too. It's like, da-na-na-na-na-na-na. It's like, oh, man. Oh, so far, it's 2 for High and Dry, 0 for Pyromania.
Yep, I'm not surprised so far.
All right, third song, High and Dry versus Stage Fright.
Ooh, this one's close. Both are good. Saturday night. High and Dry for me.
High and Dry. Yep. I got to say the same. I love Stage Fright, but High and Dry is a classic.
Yeah, for us, but I think for the rest of the country, it'll be the other way around.
Hey, well.
Hey, we were there from day one. We saw this tour, so.
Exactly. We saw a High and Dry tour. We know what we're talking about.
Yep. I saw it twice. Did you see it twice, too? We saw it with Blackfoot, and I also saw it with Ozzy.
No, I just saw Blackfoot in downtown D.C., Warner Theater.
Yeah. All right. I was like 13th Street or something like that.
Yeah. Right. Not the best part of town at that time.
Hopefully it's improved. Okay.
I think it has. I think they've cleaned that part up.
Okay.
All right. Song number four, Bringing on the Heartbreak versus Too Late for Love.
Ooh. I got to go with Too Late for Love. It's similar songs, too.
Yeah, I'm tired of Bringing on the Heartbreak. It's not my favorite song. I'm saying Too Late for Love. It's a great song.
Yeah.
The next one's kind of interesting. It's Switch 625, which is just kind of a outro to Bringing on the Heartbreak versus Die Hard the Hunter.
Oh, It's a cool instrumental, but Die Hard the Hunter for me.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to. The whole Bringing on the Heartbreak and Switch 625, I'm just, I would skip those.
Really?
Bringing on the Heartbreak, I've just heard so many times.
Yeah, that one, yeah, I'm sick of that one. The Switch 625, I'm not sick of.
But Die Hard the Hunter is a great song.
So. Yeah, agreed.
All right, this is going to be a toughie here, song number 6. You Got Me Running versus Foolin'.
Ooh. Both superior songs. I got to go with You Got Me Running.
Oh, man, I'm going with Foolin'.
Oh, we cancel each other out. Damn.
Yeah, so right now, High and Dry has 3, Pyromania has 2.
Okay.
So, here we go. The next song, Lady Strange versus Rock of Ages.
I got to go with Lady Strange.
Yeah, I'm thinking so too, just because it's another one of these. I'm kind of tired of Rock of Ages. I mean, it's an awesome song. When it first came out, I was like, oh my God, what is this?
Yeah, but they played this album to death.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Okay, so next song, On Through the Night, which is not on the album, On Through the Night, but that's a different story, versus Coming Under Fire.
Easy one for me. Got to go with Coming Under Fire.
I'm going to agree with that one. That's a great song. On Through the Night's good, but I like Coming Under Fire.
Yeah, could be the worst song on that album, actually. This made me bring in a little heartbreak.
Yeah.
On Through the Night, yeah.
I mean, worst song is kind of relative because these are all great songs. That's probably my favorite Def Leppard album.
Right. Mine too.
Well, we're going to see in just a few minutes.
Yeah. We could be proven wrong.
Right. Okay. Next to the last song, Mirror Mirror versus Action Not Words.
Oh, my God. This is.
You realize how great these albums are, song by song.
God, Mirror Mirror versus Action Not Words. God, I love them both. All right, I'm going to go with Action Not Words.
Wow. All right, I was going with Mirror Mirror.
Okay, cancel each other out. But
cancel out on that one, too.
That's the hardest one so far.
Yeah. Okay, and the last song on the album, No, No, No versus Billy's Got a Gun.
Billy's Got a Gun.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with that one, too. Just No, No, No is okay.
But I love the ending to No, No, No.
Yeah. Is there an ending?
Yeah, but with the needle would go all the way to the end until picked up. That was
right.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, so it's not really an ending.
Okay, I just cool the way they did it, but yeah, Billy's Got a Gun is perfect.
All right, so we're 4-4. It's a tie. These are both equal albums.
Oh, okay. Well, they're both great. And tie, like, was it a tie is like kissing your sister? Thank God I don't have a sister.
Exactly.
We both,
you'd have to kiss her.
Yeah, we have brothers. That's worse.
I'm not kissing either one of our brothers.
No, neither am I. I'll pass.
Well, that's interesting. 4-4.
Yeah, and if I ask both of us, we'd probably say High and Dry is our favorite album by Def Leppard.
Totally.
Yeah.
I don't know what it, maybe it's just the awesomeness of the songs is that much more awesome each time, but.
Yeah, but if you ask me my 2 favorite Def Leppard albums, I would say High and Dry and Pyromania.
Well, there you go.
Yep.
So they're even.
So good matchup this week.
Yeah, that was a good one.
So everybody go out and buy both these albums, but you should probably both have them already.
Yeah, who's listening to this that doesn't have both of those albums?
I don't know. The hardcore is all like High and Dry, but, you know, most of the general public probably would go with Hysteria.
Yeah.
That one sold the most.
Yeah. Well, Pyromania is amazing. I did see that tour, too, with Gary Moore and Crocus.
That was a great tour. That was when we were introduced to Gary Moore, and we both went, holy shit, look at this guy.
What? Jesus. Man.
Yeah, and they gave him all the sound, too, so.
He was unbelievable.
Yeah.
That was when he was rocking. He was still rocking at that point.
Yep.
What was that, Quarters of Power tour?
Yeah. It was his first big arena tour.
It was great, man.
Yeah, we were late to the game on him. Though we were familiar with him, but we really didn't know his solo stuff. But we did after that.
Oh, absolutely. I think we went out and got everything he had after that. Like, oh, hello.
Yeah. Best guitar player I've ever seen live.
Absolutely. We've seen some pretty good guitar players, but that guy.
Yeah, he can do it fast. He can do it slow. He can make you cry. He can, you know, make you scream.
Blow your face off.
Yep.
And it's so freaking clean. That's the thing about it. I mean, he was just a technical master. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. So go out and buy Gary Moore stuff, all the rock stuff. Even the blue stuff is good, but the rock stuff is amazing.
Oh, yeah. And get the Thin Lizzy stuff with him on it. That's amazing as well.
Yep. Black Rose, which I think we covered in previous episodes. So go get that,
It'll
too.
It'll be on an episode.
Yeah. And done.
The Hard Rockin' Trivia Show is sponsored by Hard Rock Arena Radio, which features the best of the 70s and 80s hard rock and beyond, 24 hours a day, and can be heard on iTunes, Orange Radio, Streama, Radio.net, Shoutcast, and Radionomy.com.
Well, I was asked to be in a new band. There, I covered for the bass player a few months ago. They were doing had an audition for the city of Baltimore. And now the bass player left, and they asked me. It's a all original band. They're actually on iTunes. If you want to check them out.
Oh, you gonna do it? Just for?
Yeah, I think so. We've got two gigs coming up. I'm not doing anything with Day Tripper. I'm not leaving them at all. But at least for right now, I don't know what will happen after the new year. But the band's called Susquehanna Floods. If you want to check them out on
Susquehanna
iTunes.
Susquehanna Floods sounds like a country band.
Susquehanna.
Susquehanna, is that a river?
Yeah.
Okay, floods. Duh.
Floods, yeah. Susquehanna Floods. And they have an EP on. I think I can put it on. I download the EP. I'll put it out there on our box.
Is it a bunch of middle-aged guys just?
Oh, I'm way the oldest.
Oh, okay.
But they're pretty cool. I mean, they're only doing original songs. They don't play as often because they're trying to, like, build a following that will come see them play. And
that's kind of hard to do.
Yeah. Their idea is that if you play every single weekend, nobody's going to come see you very often. If you play once a month, people come out and see you. So.
Yeah, I get that. Sometimes these 80s bands over-tour and they get sick of them.
Yeah.
But if you do the old Guns N' Roses AC/DC model, you come every 8 years, they come see you.
Exactly. So.
But a band of that level needs to tour and play a lot of different places.
Yeah. Well, we're playing a beer festival and a weed stock.
Okay, weed stock. Woo!
Weed stock.
You guys a jam band?
No. It's kind of weird. I'll have to. It's rock. I'll just put it on the share and let you see.
I'll check it out.
Yeah. I'm not on any of the songs that I'm sending you. We haven't recorded it. I've only practiced with them like 3 times.
And they want you to play in their band, huh?
Yeah.
Cool.
We'll see how it goes.
Sure, why not? If not anything, it'd be fun.
Yeah.
But don't quit your day job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's not it.
I'm sorry, guys. I can't tour Florida. I got to go to work tomorrow. Sorry.
Well, I could tour Florida and probably work for out of the Orlando office while we're doing it. But that's it.
Yeah.
Florida and Delaware, I could tour all over.
Yeah. Hello, Delaware. Maybe New Jersey. Woo.
Yeah. Maryland. Yeah. Southern Pennsylvania.
There you go. As long as I can be home in bed by 10.
Exactly. I got to be up early tomorrow for a meeting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to go to bed now.
You do that. I'm going to go clean up the refrigerator. Exciting.
The Hard Rocking Trivia Show can now be found on YouTube. So please search for us and subscribe to the channel.
All right, everybody, time for another episode of Intellectual Poetry, where we try to get the song based on just the lyrics without any melody, any rhythm, anything. So just the lyrics, we have to come up with the name of the song and the band, And this is a lot harder than it seems, but you can play along at home with the home version.
And listen to me fail miserably.
This is hard. It's not, it's definitely not easy.
I think I'm batting 27 out of 1,000 on this.
All right, well, you're batting about as well as the Phillies are.
I'm batting as well as a one-armed pitcher.
That's not good.
I know.
Okay, here's the first song for you. And this only has a very short verse, then the verse repeats over and over, and the chorus repeats over and over. So I'll give you the verse.
Oh, so is it the Ramones?
No.
Oh, damn it. Okay.
But it's a band we both love.
All right.
All right, here's the verse. I checked it out. I think you ought to know. I'm only wasting time. I think I'd better go. You're way too civilized.
Oh.
That's the entire verse, and the verse gets repeated 3 times throughout the song.
Is it the Carpenters?
Ooh. Oh, so close, but not even close.
Oh, man. I'm clueless on this one. Any hints?
It's from 1980, and it's a band we've seen many times, though I don't know that we've seen them perform this song.
1980. Okay. Give me what else, whatever's left.
That's it.
That's the whole song?
That the only thing left is the chorus, which
give me the chorus.
Lost control, lost control, lost control. Lost control, lost control, lost control. Lost control, lost control, lost control. Can you guess the song?
Yeah, I'm gonna guess that's Loss of Control by Van Halen.
That is correct.
Yay. And that song sucks.
Well, yeah, there's nothing to it. You got, I don't think Dave was all there that day, or he just came in, said, here, I wrote this while sitting on the toilet.
You know there's an actual video that was shot for that song?
I got to look that up.
Yeah, I've seen it. Ridiculous. Yeah, there's a grainy video of that song, and it was never released.
I don't think we ever saw them play that live, as far as I know.
No, never. To me, that's a throwaway song.
Oh, totally. It's just a, hey, we need another 2 minutes to make this whole album 38 minutes long.
Yeah, we got this Tora Tora intro. Let's throw something on the end of it. I'll make it a song. Okay, go.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Don't go out and buy that song. That song blows.
Well, the rest of the album's amazing. So yeah. It's all Women and Children first. So.
Agreed. That's the worst song on that album.
Yeah.
Okay, this one I got for you, Danny, is you've heard this song before, but probably not a long, long time. You may not know the name of it, but I know you've heard this.
All righty.
All right, here we go. Terminally bored, sit around with nothing to do. They say work is hell. Heaven knows it just ain't true. Well, you can punch out your boss, get fired from your job, collect unemployment for your own enjoyment. Take out the trash, come down with the rash, pick up disease. What do you think?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Wow, those lyrics don't sound familiar at all. I mean, the only part is take out the trash, but I know it's not yakety yak.
Don't talk back. It's not yakety yak.
You're right. I have no clue.
All right. A wild guess?
Crocus.
No, but not even close.
Okay.
All right. The hint, this came out in 1982. It's from it's on a movie soundtrack, and you saw this movie. You probably saw it with me. This is a solo artist, guitarist. I'll continue. Have donuts and coffee with Colonel Gaddafi. Write a new novel that's perfectly awful. Buy some new work boots, stomp on a waffle or two. Take a long overdue vacation, book yourself on a flight to the moon. Volunteer for a brain operation, don't let nobody tell you there's nothing better to do.
Wow.
Yeah, this is a tough one.
And it's from a soundtrack?
Soundtrack of a movie you saw in the Springfield Mall. What?
Is it heavy metal?
Nope. I'll tell you the movie. Right. Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Did you see that then?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember seeing that with my then girlfriend way, way back in the day. And you were probably all there with everybody else.
Yeah, with Phoebe Cates in it. Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Let's just take a minute and pause to think about that.
I feel better now.
Yeah.
And every time I hear that car song, I think of that scene. I think everybody on the planet does too.
Oh, totally.
All right, another clue is the name of the song is never mentioned completely in the chorus. And this guitar player, who's also a vocalist, is in a very big band, an American band, that lost a member a while ago, but they're still touring.
Wow. It's not Sammy Hagar.
Mm-mm. I'll give you another clue. It's a big country rock band. Maybe the biggest.
Oh, okay. So it's the Eagles.
It's not the Eagles. He's in the Eagles.
Joe Walsh.
It's Joe Walsh, correct. The name of the song? You'll never get it in a million years.
No, because the only thing I can think of is Life's Been Good, but that's not it.
No, it's the Waffle Stomp.
Oh, jeez.
But when you watch the movie and you'll hear... You'll hear the music and you'll know it. So if you Google Waffle Stomp by Joe Walsh, you'll recognize it. Got some goofy lyrics in it, doesn't it?
Totally. Well, it's Joe Walsh. So.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, one of the lyrics goes, "Do the Watusi, watch I Love Lucy too." It's all over the place.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Joe. Thanks.
Different. I mean, come on. Have donuts and coffee with Colonel Gaddafi. I want a reference. Who remembers Colonel Gaddafi?
Right.
He was running around with his hat. Remember him? Yeah.
Oh yeah. Psychopath.
Yeah, he got his.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
Yeah, I always liked that song for some reason. It's a weird song. Joe Walsh is one of those guys who's got cool lyrics. And when you go see the Eagles, he steals the show every time.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Well, the Eagles, they're known for their musicianship and their vocals. And, you know, they're not much to look at or to watch. But, you know, and adding Vince Gill to the band, not exactly ratcheting up the excitement. But...
No, I always forget. You know. I always think there's a country guy, but I always forget it's Vince Gill. But they sound great. I mean,
oh, totally. Vince Gill is amazing as a player and a singer. And he totally is a way better guitar player than Glenn Frey ever was. But, you know, singing-wise,
Yeah, but then Joe Walsh goes up there and takes his songs. Everybody knows him. Joe Walsh is not a great singer. He's kind of a whiner. But he's cool. And
Absolutely.
He's a great player.
Yep.
So his hits awesome. Always shine when you see the Eagles.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. So go out and buy that one. Click. Yeah, you're going to have to listen to the Waffle Stomp now.
Yeah, I'll go check that one out.